Hello, Dr. Sundaram, the neuro-linguistic psychologist from India. I'm NLP coach, counselor, mentor, trainer from India. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whichever the part of the world you are. Welcome to the NLP episode, NLP Life Skills in Action. I did my MS counseling and psychotherapy. I did my doctorate in NLP, the only PhD doctorate in NLP in India. I have been in the field for the last 2.5 decades. You can see my work in around 300 YouTube videos and 100 podcasts. Well, friends, today's episode is, what is the difference between subconscious mind and NLP, neuro-linguistic programming? Friends, subconscious mind is the other part of the mind which is opposite to the conscious mind. Consciousness is awareness. And what is beyond or below consciousness is called subconscious mind process. The subconscious mind, if you go to the literature, you can find out that nobody could explore and define the subconscious mind completely, because subconscious mind is the only unexplored continent in this world. The more you learn, the more you can explore. Dr. Joseph Murphy has written a book on this. Joe Silva has done a lot of work on it. There are many people who have worked on this. I respect Joseph Silva. I was a student of Silva Mind Control. Well, he could do a miracle of teaching tables to his daughter without the help of conscious mind, even without the help of a wireless set. Well, you go into the literature, you'll know about it. Now, what is the difference between subconscious mind and NLP? NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, explore the subconscious mind and program the subconscious mind by the language one talks, by the languaging the language of one's talk. Well, a young lady came to my clinic with a complaint of her lifetime. She was a divorcee, around 35 to 40 years old. Do you know what was the language she was using? She was telling me, "Oh, doctor, I'm fed up with this life. I'm very much frustrated. I don't like this life. I don't want to live." I told, "Go on." And she told, "See, you like to know what is the reason? See, my dad didn't like me. He never bothered to take care of me. He didn't like me. And I was married. My husband didn't like me. I got frustrated from the day one. I was very unhappy. During my father's period of frustration, during my husband's period of frustration, I went for second marriage. That guy, the frustrated guy, I had an ex-boyfriend. I got frustrated. In my office, I'm frustrated. Everywhere the frustration. Nobody's helping me in this world. I went to a few doctors. They also created a lot of problems for me. I'm completely frustrated. So when will I come out of this frustration?" I told, "Very good, you will never come out of frustration. You will never, 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 never will come out of frustration, because, very simple, you got introduced to me about only 3 minutes ago, and in one sentence of 1 minute, every second word you were using was, the only word was frustration. The only word you are using for the whole of your sentence, the whole of your paragraph, who is the hero of your paragraph? Who is the hero of the story? The hero of the story is frustration. The hero of the story is frustration. As long as you carry this word within your mind, what is happening? You are creating poisonous hormones in your stomach. You are revisiting like a merry-go-round. Every time you are going round and visiting the same thing, revisiting the same thing, revisiting the same thing, revisiting the same thing. In cycle, you are going in cycle and cycle. You are going in a circle and circle and circle and circle. And you are expecting it to become a spiral. How can a circle become a spiral? So the only thing first you have to do is remove that word. from your language. How your language, the language talks about the language psychology. See, when you use one word, whatever, automatically certain hormones are triggered in your system. These negative hormones, okay, these negative hormones like cortisol, stress hormones, are released into your blood system, and same blueprint once again, the same movie. So this is how we will be teaching you how NLP is different from other subconscious mind programming. You are welcome for the NLP training program. I conduct NLP training program in 4 languages, in English, Hindi, Telugu and Tamil. And you are welcome for the practitioners program, advanced program, and also train the trainers program. You can see my work in around 300 YouTube videos. So friends, today we learned how NLP makes a difference in every person's life. NLP is a training program every person on this earth should attend. Please select your trainer properly. Do your homework and Google. There are many trainers who conduct training program for the last 10 years. They repeat the same matter. They are NLP teachers. Find out how much they have contributed in terms of the cases. How much they have done in terms of counseling, how much they have done in terms of coaching, have they applied it? You come and go with that NLP trainer who has done a lot of NLP applications. A trainer who is available to you after the training program. A person who is available to you over phone after the training program. Many people I know go invest a huge amount on NLP training afterwards. They do not have any support from the trainers, directly, indirectly, financially, non-financially. And afterwards, the same excitement of NLP becomes de-excitement. NLP is nothing but an application psychology training program. NLP teaches you how to reprogram your subconscious mind and move towards success. Thank you very much. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye. Welcome. You have any questions, you can go through my 350 video YouTubes. Already I have answered it. I'd still you are welcome. Kindly share this with your friend. You can ask any question. You kindly write down how you applied this episode content. This episode is mostly for my students who are spread across the globe. There are many people who are writing to me and I want you to include in that list. Kindly, I have invested this for the next generation. I have done my work. And I want you to help me. I have done your help. I want you to share with your friend. For you, it is only a sharing of information. For somebody, it may be a saving of lifetime information for you. Okay? See you. Welcome in the next episode. Thank you. Bye-bye. See you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.